Absolutely. This is the first time that we've probably seen the total extent of the scale of the number of surgical appointments that have been cancelled by the hospital themselves and have left patients without the procedure that was scheduled for. And we see over the period of 5 years that we've got 3,300, basically a surgical appointment being cancelled every single day in Letterkenny University Hospital. And on some days, it's numerous appointments being cancelled. And there are a number of factors here, but there's no getting away from it. We have a number of serious problems within the hospital that needs to be resolved. It's not fair on staff, it's not fair on management that the resources are not being there. We need to open the additional beds in the long stay ward that are still closed. We need to ensure that home health is properly resourced so that we do not have delayed discharges in the hospital. And I think it's cruel and intolerable for people, particularly our elderly people who've been deemed by months now that they need home health support, but because the budget isn't there, they can't be provided. And the third thing that needs to be done is that the recruitment embargo needs to be lifted so that the adequate staff can be employed in Letterkenny University Hospital so that we don't see this type of situation where we have thousands of cancellations of surgical appointments within the hospital over the last 5 years.
And those people behind those cancellations, the patients who are waiting to be seen to and so on, I'm sure it has a psychological effect on them, psyching themselves up to go into hospital and then consequently having it cancelled.
Absolutely. And, you know, we hear from individuals all the time in relation to the fact that their appointment has been cancelled. Sometimes we hear from individuals that it's not the first time that their appointment has been cancelled. But it's not just that. Each person has a different story. Each person, you know, has to get ready to psych themselves up to go into hospital. Some people are just completely adverse and hate the idea of having to go in for an appointment. Others have to ensure that their daughter or son can come back from Australia or from Canada or from England to look after them for the week or two as they're recuperating. But as that appointment's cancelled, their whole plans are completely cancelled as well. These appointments are usually cancelled on the day or the day before, and therefore the son's or daughter's travel has already happened. By the time the appointment is scheduled a number of months later, there's nobody there. There's no family member that can take additional holidays that can come to care for them. This is serious consequences, and consequences, some of them will be unavoidable. We may have outbreaks of disease within the hospital and you have to cancel appointments, but there are some things that are glaring us in the eye. For example, the lack of capacity in the hospital, the fact that we have delayed discharges and no home health budget to deal with people that need home help in our community, and the fact that we have a recruitment embargo. These issues need to be addressed, and they need to be addressed quickly. And that's why I'm again raising this and calling on the government, who I hold responsible for this, to resolve this issue without delay.